What's up, you fucking savages? Hope all is well. Happy Friday. So let's just get straight to it. First and foremost, and I hope you are having a good week. I hope whatever you're supposed to be doing this week, you're doing it. And if you didn't do that great last week, do better this week and the week after. Because remember, if plan A fail, you got a whole bunch of letters left. I don't know exactly how many, because I'm not going to sit here and get the wrong number of how many alphabets exist. But after plan A, it's a bunch of other plans you can go ahead and go forward with and make that shit happen. So look, I be on YouTube sometimes, and I try to make the time I go on YouTube valuable. You know, not useless, just not useless scrolling. Just, you know, like I try to like watch videos that'll actually have me like, once I'm done watching the video, I'll learn something from the video. You know, when I wanted to get into photography, I watched a bunch of YouTube videos, Frono's photos, Peter McKinnon, and a bunch of other people. And then I kind of went out and just like took pictures and was self-taught. Now my photography skills are amazing. I don't do photography anymore. I'll probably get back into it. But I'm on here just to put it out there, like, when people know stuff, granted, they don't want to just tell you it, you know, for free because they want to make money off of it. But I want to tell you that if you know something and you teach it to somebody else and you do it free of charge, it is okay. That does not make you a fool. It does not make you a dummy or anything like that. It does not make you an easy mark. Like, you know, each one teach one, you know. And I learned that in the work world when I was younger. One of the better things I learned while working to make somebody else's business rich. But each one teach one. That's a big deal, and that matters. So if you know something and people want to know what you know, don't think because you're teaching them this that it's going to take money out of your pocket. No, because you have your own unique if factor that makes you unique, and that makes people want to work with you just like they got their own if factor that makes them unique, you know. So it's okay to teach people stuff or to teach people skills that you know that they didn't know, you know. I mean, of course, be mindful and do your due diligence on who you're teaching, because, you know, not everybody's a good person, and they might try to undercut you or take your business directly from you. Then that's when it's a problem, you know. But for the most part, like, you know, like, it's okay to teach people, you know, like, money is important, but it's not everything. And if that's something you don't agree with, then we just can agree to disagree. But money is not everything, because you still got to have integrity, and you still got to be able to look in the mirror. You still got to be able to, you know, tell your children that you didn't sell your soul for money, you know. So money is important. It can pay bills. It can help you go on trips with the family and do stuff like that. But like, if it comes to you and your integrity and your moral values, don't sell your soul. You know, you don't have to, you know, want money for everything you do. Sometimes it's okay to be like on your philanthropy thing. I think I'm saying that right. Or is a philanthropist a rich person that's giving back? Either way, I know it's somebody that's giving back. So it's okay to just to like be on that tip as well. It's okay to just be a good person and, you know what I'm saying, give somebody, you know, rules to the game and stuff like that. You know, you don't got to be trying to line your pockets every time, because I've noticed that the people who like charge for everything and constantly chase money, they don't have any money. But the ones who are here doing good, charging when it's necessary, but not going crazy over money because they value happiness and, you know, just being, you know, and just being content over being wealthy and unhappy. Those are the ones that actually wind up with a lot of money, because they don't even be tripping off of it, you know. Those be the ones, like, those are the ones who don't mind giving and helping people out and shit like that, you know. So back to what I was saying, it's okay to teach people and help people without lining your pockets. You know, when I was living in that other world, I was surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers who always was trying to get a dollar, trying to figure out a way to line them, to line their pockets. Petty, petty ass people. And some of them did, and some of them just kind of like living and taking up space. You know, so yeah, that's and that was never me. That was never me. I enjoy giving. I always enjoy giving. You know, me and my wife, like Lady J, we all about that, man. Like just helping people. We don't want nothing from you or anything like that. We just want to watch you progress, grow, and evolve. That's always been our thing, you know. And even to this day, that's just how we are. You know, but now the focus is our children and stuff like that, you know. But if we got it and somebody we know need help, yeah, off top, they got it, you know. And another thing too, like, people, what I've noticed and what I don't do is, like, if somebody, if a friend of mine needs something, first thing they say is, can I borrow? Because they figure, they say, can I borrow? It'll make you respawn quicker. But believe it or not, sometimes when you say, can you borrow? You know, that comes with the, okay, so you're going to pay it back. And that makes, like, I won't respond quicker to that. If anything, if you ask if you can borrow, I'd be like, no, you can't borrow, but you can have. Because I don't want to have to deal with, you know what I'm saying, like, you stressing on paying me back, then you feel guilty, and then I can't reach you, and you ducking me, but you ducking me because you feel bad because you can't pay me back what you owe me. You know, we ain't got to do all that. So if I got it and you need it, you can have it. No need to borrow. But that's if I got it. Now, if I don't got it, then of course you can't have it. You know, well, I might have it, but I need it for the, you know, for bills or whatever I need it for. You know, but for the most part, we like this. If we got it and you family, yeah, you can have it. You know, just, I don't even, the whole borrow, like, nah. Only place I'm borrowing from right now is Navient, and so I can finish college. But yeah, the whole borrow thing, that's not where it's at. You don't got to borrow anything. You can have it, you know. That's what makes us good people, and that's just how we roll. Nobody is perfect. I'm definitely flawed, and those around me are, but one thing about me, like, I work on my flaws every day to make me so I can be less flawed, you know. But if I was perfect, I wouldn't, it would be no need for me to exist. We're all here to grow and be better and do better, you know. But if you're perfect, then why are you here? You know, how are you able to evolve if you're perfect? So yeah, every day is a focus of just trying to, you know, grow and be fucking better. You know, they say if you know better, you do better. Yeah, I do know better. So that's why I'm doing better. You know, I know the, you know what I'm saying, even with schoolwork, I know that it's best to knock it out in the beginning of the week, but I always wait to the last minute to knock it out. I still knock it out, but you know, like, that's the thing, like, that procrastination, I gotta stop that, because, yeah, I need to just, you know, get it right. But that's all I wanted to say, man. You know, don't be in a rush to line your pockets or charge your fellow man for advice that you can give him for free that'll better himself. And he might double back and be like, you know, hey, listen, that advice you gave me, you know, I took it and did something with it, and I'm in a good space now. Here you go. Not saying that's what you should look for, but normally that's the kind of shit that happen, you know, good deeds, you know. So yeah, just be a good person. Don't be a fucking piece of trash. Your dirty ass. That's if you're a piece of trash. But if you're not and you're a good person, continue to be good and continue to handle your business and continue to just be fucking amazing. Have a good weekend. Have a good Friday. Don't forget to watch Raising Kanan, if that's your thing, or whatever other show you watch. Watch that and enjoy it, you know. And, yeah. Oh, another thing, too, real quick. When you, like, go to bed, because I do this now, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, because I used to be scared to do that, because I felt like I was going to miss something. It's a few folks that's on emergency bypass, but I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I love it, because, like, it's so quiet at night. You know, I don't hear no emails, phone ain't ringing, or any of that. You know, give it a try. Put a few folks on emergency bypass, but put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Notification, none of that's input. Like, you chilling, you know? You want to sit back and watch some TikTok, or you want to just watch something on TV, but you chilling. Put that phone on Do Not Disturb. It's not that bad. It's not going to kill you, I promise. All right, peace out.